Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing, Big JD?
Not too bad. How are you?
Pretty good. Happy New Year.
Well, thank you. Same to you.
Haven't seen you since 2009.
Yeah, it's been a long time. Year? Last year? I saw you last year.
It was last decade.
Last decade, yeah. It's a new decade. That's pretty big.
It's just a measuring.
In the scheme of things.
Measuring scheme. That's a good word. I love that word. Scheme.
Scheme. We're scheme. Almost as nice as scam.
Yeah, it seems like they're almost, probably have that same origin, either Greek or Latin, I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm, sure. Either or.
Either or. So, for New Year's, you went to, New York.
Yeah.
And was that fun?
Yeah, it was all right.
It was
just crazy blast, man. It was awesome.
I saw some pictures, and I saw your pictures, actually, that you posted on your personal website.
If anybody's never been to New York, you got to go to New York and like sometime in your life. If you have not, it's amazing.
Some people just don't like the hustle, bustle, crazy busyness of it.
That's exactly what it is. So
yeah, you have to like that kind of thing, or at least be intrigued by it,
I guess, by a crazy city. Craziness 24/7 there. It's just pretty madness much. Constantly.
Exactly.
It's just crazy. And then you walk around a corner and it's even crazier.
Yeah,
it's really wild.
That's the fun part about it. Just walking around you, it's like the city has a constant story to tell all the time.
Let alone New Year's Eve, which is like just the biggest time ever there.
Right.
And especially with a new decade and whatnot. But it was, they said there would be 1 million people in Times Square, which is just insane. Cat fight.
We got a cat fight.
Yeah, watching the bras fly.
My wife and my girlfriend are fighting.
Yeah.
No, my wife and Jeff's girlfriend are fighting.
He's going to get me in trouble.
No.
Yeah, so Times Square, a million people, 4,000 cops. And it was pretty well controlled, I must say, though.
Well, people are there to have fun.
Yeah.
But with a million people anywhere, things could get out of hand.
Yeah.
And is 4,000 cops enough?
Probably never enough, but
what's the math on that?
The math on 4,000 to a million?
Yeah.
It's not that high.
I wouldn't think so.
So how many people would one cop have to control?
Divided by 4,000.
Like dozens.
Dozens. Listen to you.
A lot. Let's say a lot.
I'll tell you exactly. 250.
250 people?
One cop per 250 people.
Oh, it's not as high as I might have thought, like right off the bat, but that's a lot of people.
For one cop,
yeah. Especially New Yorkers.
Right.
Then again, there's not a lot of, I don't think there's a lot of people from Manhattan in Manhattan ever.
No.
You know what I mean? There's not that many people that live in New York itself.
Right.
Like, I don't know how many exactly live in Manhattan, but it's not a lot. Everybody commutes. They're all from elsewhere in New York or Jersey.
Right.
Jersey.
Exactly.
Yeah, man, it's just like, it was a crazy time. And we did a lot of stuff and still no show. No shows, no television show, no, you know what I mean?
You didn't
no
do
Broadway.
You didn't do a lot of things at the average...
Yeah, I guess that you go to New York for. I don't know, man. It was all about the bagels. No, it was Lana's birthday, so we went to Patsy's. It's a famous Italian restaurant. And so favorite of Sinatra's and many other celebrities. But he made famous. He got his own table there.
He's not showing up there, though.
No, he wasn't there that night. For some odd reason. We went skating in Rockefeller.
Well, there you go. That's a tourist thing to do in the wintertime.
Yeah.
You did it.
Yay. And the big tree there and everything. Yeah, it's really cool. I think it would be neat to be there early in the morning when they have the shows. And I think that there's people outside and they have the whole thing. You know what I mean? But
oh, you mean NBC show?
The NBC stuff in that area or whatever. But we didn't do that. Not quite up that early. What else did we do? We did all kinds of other things, but a little shopping.
Of course.
Some subway riding, some cabin, no buses. It snowed one day. It was really nice and white. That's what I wanted in New York, sure. was snow.
Yeah.
Because I'm there for the winter. I want to see winter, you know, and it was really cool. It was perfect. Like, not a lot, but enough to cover all the ground and everything. It was cool. And the trees, you know, how they can get that glistening white powder right. on them.
Yeah, it's nice. Especially in Central Park.
Central Park was awesome. We went and hung out there.
Did you get mugged?
Yeah, of course. It's all about the New York experience. We walked on the Brooklyn Bridge. That was cold.
Why would you walk on the Brooklyn Bridge?
It's because you can.
Okay.
It's a cool bridge, and you can walk across it. And it's something different, something we haven't done there.
Right.
Actually, hang on. Went to J&R.
J&R is a store.
That's the trip right there, man. And it was a trip. Lana freaked out because there was a big commotion and everything about the girl that was behind the register having trouble. And then she wanted to photocopy Lana's ID because her name is different on a credit card than it is on the ID because she has it hyphenated, you know, her name thing.
Oh, right.
So the girl goes and photocopies her ID and Lana freaks out on her. Said, you can't do that.
You can't photocopy my ID?
She said, you can't do that without my permission. So I took it back from her and gave it to Lana and said, well, I'll just pay with my card. And the manager, everybody was involved. It was amazing.
Of course.
It was a big thing.
Of course.
And it all started from trying to save some cash on the Drobo because Lana found these cards where you get like percent off and all that stuff. And mm-hmm. so I asked for it and the guy was looking up on the computer and then the manager said the guy should have given it to me. So he was yelling at the guy that he was furious with him. And nice. The guy tried to put in his 2 cents to the manager, and he says, no, no, you listen to what I'm telling you. You don't say anything. And he went on and on and on.
Nice.
And in the end, they helped out a little bit, but not as much as they could because the stuff was already on sale. They were sale items. And then I went to the thing with, I actually emailed Drobo because when I got home, it was almost a week later.
Right.
And that promotion was done. There was a new promotion for like 20, like started after I was going to send in a rebate form.
Right. The price went up too.
I don't know.
The price
I hadn't
up.
Seen again. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so Drobo was just awesome. They said, yeah, we'll just send you a thing for the previous rebate. And I said, I came from New York, so I threw all my stuff away. I don't have my UPC because you got to send the, she goes, don't worry about it. Well, here's the form in an email. Just fill it out and send it to us.
So you took the
send Drobo. Send it to so-and-so and she'll take care of it.
You took the Drobo out of the box.
Yeah. I took everything out, threw it in a backpack. It's as big.
And you brought it on the plane.
Yep. Yeah. Right on the plane. Yeah. Not putting that in a suitcase. It'd be all destroyed.
More than likely.
Loaded with 4 drives, too, to boot. It was a heavy duffel bag backpack.
I imagine.
It sucked, man.
So, for our listeners, what's a Drobo? People are saying, Drobo. What are they
I don't
saying?
Even know what it is. It's a storage robot. It's a external hard drive. You put 4 hard drives in it. And it's awesome. It just takes care of all your backup needs, basically. Well, not necessarily your backup needs, but it safely stores all your...
Everything.
Anything you put on it. It's all safe, even if a drive goes. And that's the whole thing. Right. If a drive fails, your stuff is safe.
So, no matter what.
Yeah, we'll be talking about that probably. Well, Jeff and Mike on the Easy Mac podcast might be talking about the Drobo a little bit. They did before, but they may again.
Oh, of course they will. I'm counting on listening to that.
And after all the J&R fiasco, I took her back there because I meant to get a USB Wi-Fi thing for the eMac because I put the eMac in the bedroom to watch movies, but it can't hook up to the internet.
Did it work?
I don't know yet. I haven't gotten that far.
Okay.
But I had one, but it doesn't work with 10, 5 and up. So anyway, that's that. And what's going on around here? Jonas got his car, driver's license.
Jonas got
What's he even doing home now then?
I know, eh?
He'd be out bombing around the snow doing donuts.
Hole shots.
Shh, don't give me any ideas.
Burnouts. Yeah, he's got his, in here in Ontario, you have a graduated license. So he's already been through step one, which you have to drive around with an adult for 12 months. Unless you have driver's ed, then he can shorten the period. And now he's got his G2, which there's different rules for a G2. Amount of people in the car and
this is the second one.
Yeah, there's
okay.
Like three I said, there's basically three of them: G1, G2, and then you get your G. So you got to hang on to your G2 for a whole year, no matter what. And there's different rules for the first half of that and the second half of your G2.
Ain't nothing but a G thing, baby.
A what?
G thing.
A G thing. Who is that? I'm gonna guess.
I don't know, like Snoop Dogg or Too Short or something. Or
Too Short.
Way Too Tall.
P. Diddy. Too Tall.
No, it ain't P. Diddy. That's just ridiculous, the name change thing. Same with Prince.
I know.
Why? It's all just dumb.
That's dumb. I agree.
But then again, Puff Daddy was not cool, I didn't think, really. Puffy. Well,
exactly.
That's a, I don't know, kind of a...
Well, it's a doobie smoking.
I don't know, but he's a little different. I saw that the George Papadopoulos interview with Snoop Dogg was cool. Did you see that? I watched a podcast.
I might have. I've seen a lot of those.
Recent
for
one
sure.
was he interviewed Snoop Dogg. Okay. He has cool people on there.
Oh, the most recent one he had.
Sniffleophagus. Yeah.
On the podcast.
Yeah. Okay. Snuffleupagus.
It's one of those names. Yeah.
So Jonah's got his second degree license.
Yes.
And when does he get his third?
A year from now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
This stuff was going in and out. I was playing with the kitty.
You're multitasking over there, yeah. Big JD.
And I'm like a PC.
That's your idea.
Hold on, I'm locked up.
Hold on. I was going to say you thought of that because it's Windows 7 and you thought of that idea to go into Windows 7.
Yeah, Windows 7. That's what you want to upgrade to. Oh, I was just watching a podcast too. I don't remember the name of it, but it was on the all the advertising at Times Square, all the things, the guy that designs it all. And they show the...
one guy designs it all?
Well, his company or whatever, but they talked to him and they showed the room with the servers where everything's running. All the ads that are going on in time, it was pretty cool. It was a room this big only with like a big wall of server and yeah. Windows XP running everything.
Oh, yeah.
And a bunch of displays that show everything. And yeah. That was it. And he makes a fortune. Like crazy fortune.
All the crazy. Yeah,
he designs all the crazy billboarding, like all the TVs that are up. Yeah.
Yeah.
The ones that curve and everything. Yeah.
That's interesting that he does everything. That's in one place because it's several buildings.
Yeah, but it's all run from one single place.
Wow.
Yeah.
You learned something. That's a very interesting fact.
Yeah.
Because that's a fascinating place. When you go there, it's like a show.
It's mesmerizing.
And then there's the other place across the street from B.B. King's where it's just like a wall of advertisements. Mm-hmm. You know the street I'm talking about? You were down there. I think you were down there. Yes, you were. Yeah. I saw a picture
of you. I was probably there, but I don't even know what's going on. B.B. King's, I'd love to go there. Where is it? Yeah. I haven't even gone there in New York.
I want to say it's on 42nd, but I'm not sure.
Miracle on 42nd. Oh, that's 34th. Macy's, went to Macy's, Herald Square, hung out in Herald Square.
Yeah.
But, were we on the advertisement thing, but wow, he uses that? It's not his, is it? You got that from the other, at the time of the other cat, didn't you? Has that always been there?
It's always been there.
Oh, okay.
For every cat that has ever lived in his house.
I like the cardboard replacement program.
It's recyclable. We put that in a recycle bin. Besides, it's nice. Cats get their sharpen their nails. And
what else is going on around here? Obviously, you had some celebrations for the holidays. Did you guys play? I know you had a bash here on New Year's.
Yeah, we played.
Yeah? Did you get some on film?
Somebody did. Somebody was shooting it. I don't know. It's out there somewhere.
You got like recently, not that long ago, got a new digital camera, and I don't see any video. Hardly.
You got to have something worth shooting, bro.
Wow. KingFridayRocks.com.
Just getting the whole thing together. Our bass player, he was here. Like, the whole band was here.
Right.
And that's King Friday at KingFridayRocks.com. Let us play at your Bar Mitzvah anytime soon. And he was here with his girlfriend, and she's from Thailand. Her name is Nipada. I got to keep reminding myself of her name because
I'll
forget.
Yeah, it's not a standard name. Exactly. By any means.
So they were going to a party in her neck of the woods, which is Leamington. And so
I thought you were
going
to say Thailand.
So soon as Dan got here, basically, he got here late. Leo got here first. Mm-hmm. So we played as long as we could before Leo had to leave, kind of thing, which was about an hour before New Year's, I guess. So we had a little jam. It was good. Rocked it out.
Cool.
Yeah.
Were you playing at midnight then?
No.
Okay.
No, he wanted to be with
He had to leave. Yeah, yeah. So, Auld Lang Syne acoustic version or anything?
Or Jimi Hendrix style.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. No, we didn't do that. We were all upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
We should do something like that, though. You have a whole bunch of people gathered in one room. We should just have a karaoke style words on the TV.
I'm surprised you don't have a karaoke machine.
We do.
Oh, okay.
Or we did.
Yeah.
You know, the kids had it. And it gets
you can do computer now on the big screen and everything.
Well, yeah.
Just software.
I know. I saw your teleprompter.
Oh, the prompter thing. Oh, I can't wait to get that working. I'm going to have my uncle build a little wedge monitor. Put laptop right in there. Sit it in there. Did you see the thing I sent you with the foot pedals? Left, right, pause. Pfft, laughing, man.
Oh, yeah.
I'll never memorize anything again.
You're just going to be like every other old rocker.
Exactly like them.
Why should I memorize words when they're just right in front of me? I'll just read them.
Yeah, it all happens eventually. That's the way we go. That's the way we all roll.
Oh, I see.
If I could read music, I'd have the music going too. The notation. Play to it. Wouldn't have to remember all the solos I remember.
Oh, you
I don't remember nothing.
You're just a, what do you, a program something, like, you know, like you're a, like just someone who just spiels something. You're not actually an entertainer of any kind. You're just going to go out there and...
That is entertainment.
Wind them up.
Oh, no, no. No, it's all about entertainment. It's all fresh every time.
Because it's different every time.
That's right. New solos, new lyrics.
New lyrics.
Unless I have a teleprompter. And Christmas, what happened? Anything special at Christmas time? Oh, we probably had a show between then, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Okay, yeah.
We did a show.
So that's nothing new.
No. So what? But I only got my last week's Jabbercast yesterday.
Oh, yeah, yesterday. Yeah.
At least I was here to broadcast at 11 o'clock.
Oh, we had a new intern that was taking care of that.
Oh, I see.
Hey, this is Lana from the Jeff and Lana Show, and I support the Chase Challenge for the Stella Adler Studio of Acting Outreach Program. It is a charity initiative to award funds to inner city schools for talented kids who could not otherwise afford such an education. The reason I chose this charity is because my niece Nina attends this school. You heard Nina on a recent Jabbercast, as well as Big JD's Big 30, and you talking to me. Please go to Facebook to join and vote by visiting the Stella Adler Studio of Acting's Facebook page. Voting begins January 15, 2010. Don't forget to check out the Jeff and Lana Show in iTunes or visit bigjd.com.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world, and sometimes out of this world, from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
It's all about entertainment for me today, it seems. Jay Leno's show on the way out.
Yeah, they still don't know what's going to happen with that.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they're going to do something with it. Either they're going to move it or whatever. It's not going to stay where it is, obviously.
No, I think the show at 10 o'clock on NBC, you're not going to get the Jay Leno show.
Right.
But is he going to, at the beginning, the first thing they said is they're going to put him back in the 11:30 slot.
And what's the problem exactly? I mean, I realize what they say is the problem in that the expectations were met as far as viewers. But initially, what's the problem after the show?
Initially, they were met. But then now it's deadly.
Yeah.
They're not only last, they're like way last. Mm. Like there's some cable channels that are doing better than...
And why'd that happen? You think it's just a time slot only? Because Jay Leno was huge.
Yes, but it's not the same format, and it's not really the same people.
Is Kevin Eubanks there? Or no?
Oh, maybe not. No. No. I don't think so. Honestly, I haven't even watched one of those shows myself.
I think I saw a part of one once, but...
I might have saw a part of one as well, but it's just the ratings are tanking. And it's not the same show, and it's not the same audience.
Right.
People who are up at...
Yeah, the audience is different every time.
No, it's not the same demographic, right. I guess is what I mean to say.
Actor Gary Coleman was in the hospital recently.
Gary Coleman,
you know who that is, right?
That's
Different strokes?
Little guy.
Yeah.
What was his famous...
What you talking about?
Well, that's it.
Yeah, I guess he had some kind of... He got sick or something like that and had to be rushed to the hospital. And he's a... I think he's got no kidneys. No, I think he's had both double kidney transplant at some point in time.
Yeah.
And I think that attributes to some of his issues. I wonder if that has anything to do with his size or whatever, but because he's like 40 something now, man. And he's like, looks the same if you ever see him.
I saw him, yeah.
If you really look, you can see he's older, but I mean, right. It's almost identical.
Yeah, he hasn't changed much, that's for sure, because he's a shortish man.
His latest film called Midgets versus Mascots. And I don't know what that's all about, but I guess he's got an issue with the in the movie because he's got a he didn't authorize a small scene that's in it of full frontal nudity of him.
Yikes.
So how can you not authorize that yet do it? How does that work?
Exactly. Did they put his head on another black midget's body?
Maybe. Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
My name is Beetlejuice. And I'm on the Howard Stern show. My name is Beetlejuice.
Oh, that hurts to do that.
He hurt his face.
I've been working on that.
My name is Beetlejuice. I'm on the Howard Stern show, and I'm Beetlejuice.
Very good. Somebody from the Stern show went in the hospital as well, didn't they?
I don't know. Did they?
Yeah.
Hope it's not Artie.
Yeah, he's, Artie.
That's, oh, really?
Yeah.
I figured it would be him, but I like the guy.
It's not Artie. Yeah, that's the guy.
Too bad. What happened? Liver failing?
I think they kept it quiet.
Lung cancer?
Yeah, he doesn't treat himself very good, does he?
No. No. I don't think so. Maybe better now than ever, but it's all catching up, man.
Yeah. You can only do that for so long. I mean, we can only live for so long.
But I like, he's a funny guy. He's pretty funny, and he's got that accent that's, yeah, you know, really adds the flavor to it, kind of like Andrew Dice Clay style.
The flavor.
Ellen DeGeneres. She's the new host for American Idol. What do you think about that?
What is this, a TMZ show?
Yeah, or? pretty much.
I'm sorry, go ahead. She's the what?
What do you think about that? She's the new host. She replaces Paula on American Idol. But I don't really understand that because, I mean, she's an entertainer, and while she may see what's entertaining, she's not a musician or anything, but she goes on this context that she always wanted to be a musician, like before she was a comedian or something like that. So I don't know what that's all about, but I don't think she should really be a judge on there. I think it should be somebody music related.
In the biz.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Specifically in the music business.
It's almost hard for me to believe. It's like putting Tom Brokaw in there or something, you know what I mean? Or Jay Leno.
It'd be like, he's not a musician. Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Putting her in there is like the same thing. Like, why her?
Yeah.
Just because she'll say funny things? Because she's funny off the top.
Well, yeah,
of her head.
It's the ratings. It's going to be.
So where'd Paula
entertainment.
Go?
Entertainment.
Where'd Paula go?
I don't know. She probably hooked up with one of the young last American Idols. And.
Or she just couldn't handle Simon Cowell anymore.
Maybe, but that was the whole. That was a big part of American Idol.
Right.
All
that tension.
Yeah. And the last thing I had was the Gumby animator, Art Clokey. He died 88 years old. Remember Gumby and Pokey?
Yes, yeah. Of course. I had a Gumby. Did you have a Gumby?
Of course, yeah.
Everybody
Gumby
had a
Gumby and Pokey, and they were like hard rubber with steel inside them, so they'd stay where you moved them. That's what I had.
Was that steel? Yeah, of course it was.
Yeah, like a steel.
Because eventually you could poke at the end of the steel.
Yeah, yeah, eventually they ruined.
Yes.
Anything on your end?
Well, yeah, some news like that actually affects people.
Well, this affects people.
It doesn't.
Gumby guy dies?
No, it doesn't affect anybody.
All right, what's up?
There was an earthquake last night.
Okay.
7:30 our time in California, 22 miles
out. Right, I wasn't affected by that.
Exactly. I guess it didn't affect the people who live in California. It was Northern California, very close to the state border.
What was it on the Richter scale?
6.5 on the Richter scale. And that was 22 miles off. And the two towns, I'm going to try to remember the names, Eureka and Ferndale. They were the hardest hit, but it wasn't really anything like, you know, stuff got knocked off shelves. And I think somebody got a broken hip because they fell or something, you know.
Not to be confused with Eureka Road in Ferndale.
Eureka Road is in Taylor.
No, that's right.
What else is going on? There was another huge thing that happened this week. The CES show. That's what I wanted to mention.
Ooh, yeah, okay.
Which is the Consumer Electronics Show. So you can't say the CES show. You'd be redundant. And that's where all the companies from Panasonic, Hitachi, Toshiba, and every other little company with a cool little tech gadget introduces all this stuff. And they have a best of show. And it was funny that they had a TV as the best of show. It was the Panasonic's whatever. And I guess they're getting super thin TV sets like that wide. And the big thing is 3D now. All the TVs are going to have 3D.
Yeah, that's cool. I was wondering about when... why not?
Glasses.
Extra entertainment, yeah. Yeah.
I want to watch this movie. Would you put the glasses... Oh,
you know what would be sweet instead of having the glasses is something that goes over the screen that makes it already 3D would be cool. Or a big plate that you put in front of the coach. Everybody watches through it.
Yeah, it has to be close to the body. You don't have to wear anything. It has to be close to your body for you to have that, you know, 3D sensation. It wouldn't be 3D without, you know, something close to you, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Well, okay. I was going to say, we should develop a television set that is, you have 3D and all the bells and whistles and everything, but they're contact lenses. So you just pop in your TV.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That'd be sweet.
Yes, that is a very good idea. I like that. And I guess that's about it for news for me. Simpsons celebrate 20 years with 450 episodes. 450 episodes of a cartoon.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
It's been around for a while.
Your grandkids are going to be saying, I got every episode of The Simpsons ever, and they're going to be handing in like a little microchip. It's going to be on. You know what I mean?
Yep.
This is Big JD's grandma, and you're listening to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo.
Hey folks, Big JD here. Just wanted to let you know about my Big 30. Incorporating the Jeff and Lana Show, the Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show, and my You Talking to Me interview show in a 130-minute podcast. 10 minutes with Lana, a 10-minute interview with a new guest every week, and 10 minutes of tunes. You get it all at the Big 30. It's fast, it's a blast, and it's come to pass. Big JD's Big 30. Subscribe free on iTunes or from www.myspace.com/BigJD's Big 30.
We need a King Friday Rocks ID.
King Friday Rocks ID.
Yep. It's all changes music about change, because that's the show today. I'd like to change the world. What would you do to change the world?
Oh, okay.
So these are songs with changes. David Bowie's changes, Jimi Hendrix changes, Frank Marino, Scorpions. I got all kinds of stuff. Barry
BTO.
White. BTO. Yeah. Quick change artist.
Okay.
Quick change artist.
Haven't heard this tune in a million years. So do you think that everybody changes the world in some way?
Yeah, I think most people do in some way affect the world somehow.
Right. It's like the butterfly theory.
Even if you don't do anything to affect it, obviously everybody affects it somehow. We don't know what happens to the energy and you know, the things that we do and... you know, everybody's got waste product. Everybody's got, you know, I mean, all these different things that you wouldn't normally think of about changing the world, the world in many different ways.
Right.
So it could be something for the better or monetarily, a charity. You might poop a lot. You might, you know, all kinds of different things.
You might poop a lot. Sir Poop a Lot.
Sir Poop a Lot from the Poopville.
The way I was looking at it is, people who have changed the world and how we could maybe be more like these people.
You may say I'm a dreamer. They play that in Times Square.
They play it like loudly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's all over. Like New York hears it. And Auld Lang Syne in New York, New York. But yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's people who try to change the world too. And so, you know, Lennon. Did he really change the world? Well, he did change the world, I think, like... to some degree, who he was, but I mean...
Oh, you mean John Lennon?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Because there was another like, Lennon guy who changed the world, too.
Who's that?
The dude from Russia, Lennon.
Oh, yeah, I don't even know him.
Where they named Leningrad after.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
When would he do again?
He was like the president of Russia, whatever they call the head dude of Russia.
Oh, it's not president, it's a president.
Yeah, I don't know what...
It's the president. So, yeah, how do people change the world? How does that affect the world? And what can people do to change the world? And what people have changed the world?
Right. I went to a funeral this week of a guy who was 45 years old.
Wow.
He had cancer and died really quickly.
How do you know the person?
Just a certain circle of friends.
Okay. That's young, man.
45, way too young.
I think if you've made it to 45, you're lucky. After that, it's just all gratis.
45, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm saying 55.
Or you hit 50, man, and you're like super lucky. Like, you can pretty much figure that you're on your way out.
I certainly hope not. So anyway, whenever you go to a funeral, it makes you think of a lot of things, your own mortality and
immortality.
Or immortality. Lack of immortality.
Jabbercast changed the world forever. Go on.
So you think of things like that. What impact am I going to have on this earth that's going to be here when I'm gone? So you try to make as much of, that's the way I think, is I'm going to try to make as much of a positive impact on the people that I meet, because that's the easiest way to make an impact on earth, is your interactions with your fellow man, as opposed to, you know, building a big building or inventing something that's really cool or whatever.
Sure, depending on how that affects the world, though. I mean, exactly. You may build a big shelter for homeless, and that's affects more positively than you building a hotel where you rake in lots of dough, like lipo.ca.
Lipo.com.
.com, yeah. Yeah, you're, okay.
So that made me think of our topic of this week and how we affect it for the short period of time we're here. Because it seems like such a short period, especially when you think of a 45-year-old man passing away. It's sad, but it makes you really make you think of how you changed the world or what effect you had on the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that was just totally apropos of nothing, just hopped in there and just spouting out. I have a list of 10 people who changed the world. Actually, okay, it's nice. Longer than that. Jesus Christ.
Okay.
He had a pretty big impact on the world. Yeah,
ongoing.
It's an ongoing thing, yes. Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah.
The whole capitalism type thing, freedom, democracy, and all that good stuff. And then there's Mikhail Gorbachev is number three,
mm-hmm.
who tried to be more like Thomas Jefferson in a world that Lenin had created. Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
Freedom for all the people who were descendants of slaves. Nelson Mandela, and that's right in the same kind of thing. Lord Buddha. I don't even know who that dude is. Do you know Lord Buddha?
Well, yeah, that's the full name for Buddha.
I don't believe that.
I wouldn't either if it came from me.
Because my son's taking world religion. He was talking about how Buddhism became Buddhism.
Right.
It was a Hindu guy, and he thought that Hinduism was just a little too... he thought Hinduism was just a little too harsh, and so he created Buddhism. But I'm not sure who Lord Buddha is. Winston Churchill, William Shakespeare, Woodrow Wilson. No idea what he did. And then Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, Woodrow. He was from Sanford and Son.
Woodrow.
Yeah.
Was there a Woodrow?
Yeah, it was Fishface's husband. What's her name? Esther.
His name was Woodrow.
Oh,
yeah.
Fish-eyed fool.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Woodrow. He was always drunk, Woody.
Oh, maybe they called him Woody.
I don't know if they ever called him Woody. Maybe she did. But I think they always called him Woodrow.
Okay.
Yeah. He's a little guy.
I haven't watched an episode of Sanford and Son.
What an awesome show.
Forever! How did you want to take the subject of...
Changing the world?
Changing the world.
We can take it just all over the place.
Take it all over the place.
Well, I'll continue talking about people maybe. And are there more people that you had, or did you go through your... It wasn't 10, was it? Didn't you say 10? 10.
That okay. was 10, yeah.
There's personal change. There's change for family and friends. There's change for others maybe that we don't know. Like I'm talking about the charity things and the things that, you know, people do for others specifically that
right.
change the world, affect the world. And sometimes change is good. Sometimes change is bad. Some people change the world negatively. They
like
want
Lenin
to change it negatively. So.
And Marx. And Stalin. And Hitler.
Yeah. Yeah. They want to change the world to the wrong thing.
It wasn't wrong to them.
No, it wasn't.
They thought it was a good
thing. But to mankind, it was.
Well, Hitler, for one thing, thought he was doing good for the earth.
Yeah.
Getting rid of all the people who aren't perfect.
I was just watching another podcast on the Germans and they're trying to prove or find that there was a hollow earth. And recruit whoever that was, whoever it is that is the population of Hollow Earth to be on their side at the time of war for world domination.
What is Hollow Earth?
You never heard of Hollow Earth theory?
No.
That the Earth is hollow?
No.
There's a whole other world inside the Earth.
Okay.
That's a huge thing.
Huge where?
Oh, it's a very well-known thing. Surprised you don't know about Hollow Earth.
I'm surprised I don't
huge
know about...
Huge theories, but... Who knows?
Is it a topic that was ever discussed on Coast to Coast?
Oh, yeah. Sure it is.
Yeah, okay. Just kind of curious. Oh, yeah, there's a picture of it right here.
Expeditions and things like that have taken place there, and they say there's a very few places to actually get to Hollow Earth, but nobody's actually really done it or found out.
And there's a sun in the Earth.
And a sun, yeah. A whole world inside the Earth. And they have explanations of why things are the way they are on the outside of Earth, if Earth is hollow and that kind of thing.
That's dumb.
Because that would, you know, negate some things that we believe in. Excuse me. And while we're on the same subject, podcast on the people that think the world's still flat.
Some people do believe the world is flat?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the same people who think there's the Earth's hollow. No, yeah. It can't be the same people, obviously.
Yeah, flat and hollow. The Earth is flat and hollow, just in case anybody wants to know. It's flat and it's hollow and has no underside.
But how can there be a sky if the Earth is hollow for the people inside?
How can there be a sky for us?
Because
we don't know if this is hollowness and there's an outside somewhere. We don't know if there's an end someplace. You know what I mean? Same question, really.
Well, no, I'm just looking at a picture of Hollow Earth. The sun is in the middle of the Earth, whereas this...
Well, maybe our sun's in the middle of whatever, you know what I mean?
No, but we've left our Earth, though. We've gone away from it. These people have obviously never left their planet. They don't fly. They don't have planes.
Hmm? Anything's possible or not possible.
There's
a possibility that we've never left the Earth. Maybe the space station's a big scam.
I'm not going to agree with that because we fly.
I don't necessarily agree with it either. Oh, okay, yeah, we've left the Earth that way. But, yeah, I don't know. Maybe they can leave the ground that they're on there as well somehow. I don't know if that's even, you know, anything.
You're crazy, lad.
Yeah, it's all crazy. That's for sure.
Okay.
Let's go with a God smack.
You want a smack?
Let's go with a God smack. Do it again.
You deserve that.
Individuals that change the world as opposed to big groups of, I don't know what, conglomerates or groups of people that form, you know, different clubs and things like that to help make the world a better place, perhaps.
Well, usually one man who changes the world usually changes the world with his ideals.
Right, and maybe incorporates more people that believe
right
what he stands for and whatnot.
Right, whereas a group of people who all get behind one thing, that's a different animal altogether. You know, a lot of people just join something because there's a lot of other people are joining it already. Nothing attracts a crowd like a crowd.
Mm-hmm. And then there are people that try to change the world... I'm going to say for the better, but that wish to be anonymous. They don't want other people to know that what they've done to better the world, which is kind of surprising, sort of. I mean...
It is surprising.
Yet not.
No, yeah.
You would think that they would want to take credit in a, you know, in a way that's conceited anyway, but I mean, to be known that... You know, they made a mark somehow or helped out, or it was them that, you know.
Right. A lot of people do that when they die. They just leave a whole bunch of money to, an art gallery or cancer foundation or whatever. And it'll be an anonymous donation. You know what I mean? And people say, wow, why wouldn't this guy ever want us to know that he left us $1 million or whatever?
Yeah.
Because usually in that situation, you know you're dying and you're going to be leaving X amount of dollars. Who do you have to reconcile with? Not the people on earth, because they ain't going to be able to thank you, because you're going to be gone when you're dead. So you only got to be, you know, trying to right yourself to whatever final place you think you're going to be going to. So actually, people knowing that you did something really good for them, it doesn't really matter, the person doing the giving, I don't think.
Yeah, in some cases, though, I would think that people would want to know who did such a thing for them. I mean, if somebody died and left or donated something like a kidney or whatnot, things like that. I mean, some people, there may be people that wish to do that anonymous as well. And
a lot of people do it anonymously.
Yeah, I think they should be known who, you know what I mean?
Sign the back of your driver's license and...
Well, yeah, I guess that way.
And you save some. You can save someone's life.
But there must be people that just say, you know, I don't know if there's a list you can get on for just doing that at your local hospital or whatever, you know what I mean? To be put on a list to donate something if anybody needs it. Or there's probably people that do that too. And I wonder how many of those people just wish to be anonymous givers.
I'm going to say a good portion of them for sure.
I would think, though, the person that got it might want to know who they are.
Exactly. You know, so. I'm sure, like Steve Jobs, when he got his new liver, he knows who the kid's name is. And I'm sure he set his family up and everything. You know what I mean? It was a 22-year-old, I guess, died in a car crash. So he knew all that information. I guarantee you he knew who the family was.
I wonder if he gave him a Mac. I'd give him my liver for a Mac.
Well, the kid didn't live, so... So his family may have bought a Mac with the money that he gave them. But who knows? Who knows what the situation was there? Strange man indeed. I went to an event last night. I just think of Steve Jobs and I think of turtlenecks and jeans for some reason.
Uh-huh.
In this event, you couldn't wear jeans, which I think is so stupid.
Okay, so you wore some dress pants, did you?
Yeah, I had to get dressed up.
Did you wear a turtleneck?
Oh, that would have been good, eh?
No. Oh, yeah.
No,
70s porn style.
Well, no, if I had the turtleneck, I'd want to have the jeans on.
Turtle jeans. Ankle jeans.
I have a turtle in my jeans.
I'm not even going to touch that.
Don't touch my turtle. He'll stick his head out. So I just think that was stupid. It was a money thing. You're giving these people money and they don't, it's not.
But like where was it held?
Caesar's.
Okay, well, that kind of explains maybe that they want you dressed up a little bit, but is it just that you just don't like to get dressed up, is it? You must wear a suit occasionally. I see pictures somewhere of you in a suit.
Yeah, the suit wedding I rented picture. To get married, yeah. I rented a tuxedo to get married. I do not own a suit.
I came back to my reception in boots and shorts. Everybody went crazy.
Paul Shaw did the same thing.
Yeah.
He went home, got changed. Which wasn't fair. But we jammed at his wedding, so I was having fun. I didn't care what I was wearing.
Cool.
Yeah, it was very cool.
Got video?
There is video of that, ooh, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, somebody's got to have a camera at a wedding, yeah.
Why do you want video of stuff? Because you watch video.
No, yeah, I like video.
Did you get the video of that?
I like to see video clips and stuff.
I go to the washroom and I come back and Big JD says, did you get video?
Yeah.
Because you know Big JD has video.
No, you don't know that.
This is from the guy who tweets and Facebooks on the can about being on the can.
It's time to move on. Not that I wouldn't want to talk about that, but it's time for Sunday Morning Music Mayhem.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
Not anymore. So we're back up and running and everything? Yeah.
Okay. Back up and running.
So what do you got for us this week?
Oh, it's my turn.
Oh, you mean you don't even have...
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. I thought that was what it was all about here with this.
I know. That's exactly what it was about.
Well, I can certainly play
obviously,
something if you...
Yeah, tell us a little bit about one of your tunes.
Okay, let's see what I got here. Because I've been playing stuff in the background. Let's go with...
Let's turn one of those up.
There's just so much stuff here. Let me take a look and see what I got, man. I got some B.B. King. I got some Jimi Hendrix. I got my buddy Rob doing Black Sabbath Changes lounge style. Stevie Ray Vaughan, Change It. Let's go with that. From Soul to Soul. That's Change It. Cool song. Oh, there's more. Look at that. Barry White. Don't go changing. Try and please me.
Yeah.
Can't sound like Barry.
Nobody can sound like Barry.
Hey, baby. Hey, that's pretty good.
You got a rumble in your talk.
You know I love you, baby.
Yeah, I know it.
I'm going to put it to music.
So, yeah, that was Stevie Ray Vaughan. Awesome tune. I think that was the first Stevie Ray Vaughan, whatever.
That's cool, catchy
CD
number
that I bought that was like the, when he released it kind of thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's the first one that I got. And I believe that's the first song on the CD, maybe?
Actually, I could tell you right now because I actually...
Well, maybe it's the second song that I think about it.
Let's see what it is. It is song number one. You're right.
Okay.
You win a prize. T-shirt.
Ding, ding, ding.
So let's move on to Tech Talk.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all.
Yeah, that's right.
And then Barry's back in the background.
Yeah.
Just the music there. I noticed, I clicked on the link finally for the where you get music for the show, the Dan O'Webb.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I thought that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I like the stuff that has no
vocals.
Like, vocals, and there's not a lot of it, but it's cool stuff, and he makes it available for people to use. That's danosongs.com or something.
Yep.
Pretty cool, though.
Yeah. There's a link on
the Jabbercast page, right? Yeah.
Which is thejabbercast.com.
That's what he expects. And that's cool by me.
He expects
I want to promote that.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what one of the, you know, he offers the music, hoping that you, not hoping, but it's like a, you know,
exactly.
Stipulation.
I lost my train of thought. I was listening to Barry in the background. It's kind of funny that he's singing.
Singing a Billy Joel song. Is that Billy Joel too originally, though? I know it's a Billy Joel song, but I didn't know if
I'm going to say
you never
yes.
know these days.
Did you see Billy when you were in New York?
No.
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 Because he does live
New
there.
York.
Did you see anybody famous? Mine.
Oh, did I see anybody famous?
I usually see at least one person I recognize.
Once I saw somebody walking down the street when I was on, I think, the double-decker bus thing. And I called out to him, and he just, like, waved. He was carrying a paper under his arm. You know who it was? John Lithgow from something rock.
Oh, 30 Rock.
Yeah, yeah.
He's on Dexter right now.
Oh, yeah?
Are you familiar with Dexter?
Not really. I think you told me about it, and
Dexter
I'd like to see
is
it.
Dexter is a... He works for the Miami Police Department as a blood splatter specialist, but he kills. He's a serial killer.
Right, right, right. Okay. And who is he playing it? He's just on the show right now.
He's the new. He's the
cop.
What are they calling him? The Trinity Murderer.
Okay.
He kills three people in every city that he goes to. Mm. So he's in Miami right now. He's part of the deal. So he's a bad guy.
Right on.
And he was nude. He's nude.
Oh yeah. Sweet. Get me the episode. So Tech Talk, I just wanted to talk a little bit about using a headset with a mic when you're chatting online and why you would.
Great idea.
And the reason for that, in most cases, I mean, you can hear better, you probably sound clearer, and it's probably a little better quality sometimes than what your mic picks up on your computer and whatever. But the thing is that it's a lot better. It's a lot cleaner and clearer. You don't get the delays, especially if, like, the other person, because your speakers on your laptop or your computer at your computer desk will, in a lot of cases, get picked up by the microphone on your computer. And so when they're talking and coming through your speakers, so for you to hear them, they get their talking back through the microphone. So
yes,
that's a great thing to use. Is
somewhat annoying there.
And there's different headsets. Some may work direct in your input outputs. They'll have two little jacks at the end of them.
Right, but a lot of computers don't have both of those.
Right, so you can get them with USB.
Yes,
some are. It's a cables ends at a USB, or some actually have a little adapter that comes with it, so you can use it both ways.
Right,
and then there's some good ones too that you can use with the mixer boards and everything that have XLR and quarter inch jacks on them. That's
really good,
stuff.
Yeah.
I'd like to get a set like that for us to use.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, I'd like to use a set like that.
Plantronics makes a pretty decent one that is both, like you say. It's got
a USB.
You can put the USB thing on top of the two jacks.
Yeah, yeah, I have that. And honestly, I have two different sets, and they're just small, like this kind. You know, like they're Altec Lansing. I think are both of them.
Okay.
And one especially, but both are pretty good. One is really good. Sounds good. It's like got a nice frequency range or something.
Exactly.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
And could actually use it for our broadcast, but I mean, you can't beat the Heil mics, but unless we got a, you know, good headsets or something like that, it would be pretty cool.
I think so.
So you get both things in one. I think it's probably maybe better and easier to set up than mics and boom stands and it, you know what I mean? The whole thing. It would be pretty cool.
You're right. I agree.
So that's something to consider. But you're looking at dropping a couple hundred bucks probably I'm going to say.
They're at least $100 for a good one.
Yeah. No, I haven't seen it that cheap, even. I've seen some Audio Technicas for a couple $100, but that's kind of getting away from the Tech Talk for using for chatting like Skype and that type of thing, Skype and MSN. Yeah. So for the general consumer, you can get sets like that like fairly cheap. I'm going to say
$40.
Yeah, I'm going to say even cheaper than that probably.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to say like between $25, $29 like at Micro Center or somewhere. I don't think I paid more than $25-$30 for either of my sets.
Do you think you can buy a set at Walmart?
I think you may be able to. And there's also now the earbuds with the mic in them. And a lot of them are for gamers and things like that. And that's what they're usually referred to as gamer headsets you can get. And you can get them with both earphones or one side. The other side is just, you know, holds on your head kind of.
Yep.
I'd suggest the stereo ones. Why not? But even the other big ones are, those are mono.
Oh, they're mono anyway.
They're not stereo, yeah.
Right.
I'm pretty sure they're... Because you can switch sides. You can unplug and plug in the other side if you want, depending on which you want your cable on, which side and stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, the big ones. Nice. So,
like you mentioned the wire thing. I wasn't surprised. I noticed that a lot of people who are on the Twit podcast. You know, they show on the video version, they show the people that they're talking to.
Right.
And a lot of them wear Apple iPhone headphones.
Yeah, with a mic built right in the line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they stick it in their shirt. So it's kind of sort of, you don't even notice they're even wearing it. You just notice it when you first see them. But after that, they're, you know, they're light and it's.
Well, you can really get away with just about anything. But the whole thing, what's the dependent thing is not so much even the earphones, but it's the quality of the microphone for the recording.
Or we're not even talking about recording, though. I mean, you can
or for broadcasting, sorry, rather.
Or you know eye chatting, I'm sorry.
But chatting, yeah, you can get away with just a set of headphones, but then you're still paying. How much is a set of like the Apple headphones are going to be? Good $30 for sure.
For sure.
So you can actually get a thing with the mic that comes around, which is usually pretty good because a lot of times they'll have a volume control. Mine has a three-level microphone switch for low, medium, and mute, which is good. And on the other side of it is a slider for the volume control.
For your headphones.
For the headphones. Nice. So those are nice things to have in them. And you don't usually find those in the little bud style things. Although the ones will have, they'll have a pause. And I don't know what that would pause if you're like using it for that purpose. Or for that matter, how it would work for that purpose because it's a triple thing. And I'm going to assume the Apple computers may have the built-in use for triple thing. And actually, no, you wouldn't even be able to because you got usually it's going to be two jacks. Now, I don't know if some of the computers have a single jack that's made for in and out.
Some
I don't know if that works at the same time or can you use it for in or use it for out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know exactly.
So it gets a little bit difficult there. Whereas these other ones, they have the two things and you can get the USB adapter for them. And even if they don't come with a USB adapter and you get a cheap set with the thing and it doesn't have a USB thing, you can buy a thing like the something that you can use for dual purposes. And that's like the, what is it I have? The iMic?
Yes.
So you can plug those headphones into it, and it plugs in USB.
Yeah.
And then you can also transfer records and tapes or other, you know, have other things input or output to it, speakers and things.
Right. If you get one of those dongly
like
type
a little
things.
Sound card thing. So anyway, that's what I wanted to talk about was using some kind of gamer's headset or a headset with microphone for your chatting and all.
Good topic.
And this week's Jabber Quote brought to us by
Kay's Jeweler in the mall.
No. This is my buddy Rob doing changes by Sabbath.
Who's Rob?
Rob Harris. He's a drummer, used to be in the band called the Dickheads, and punk band. Good drummer. Lounge style.
I was going to say, he sounds too American, Canadian, or whatever. The voice. Very loungy.
Yeah.
Nice.
So that's another song with change or changes in the title. But
I used to love this tune.
Yeah, it's a cool song. This week's Jabber quote brought to us by...
Steve and Larry, fine purveyors of the best-selling book, How to Change the World in a Day, by L. Ron Hubbard. Visit them at the corner of Wabash and Strabane, beautiful Burbank, California.
And we're going to bring Nelson Mandela back into the picture, since you mentioned him. Education is the most powerful weapon which you can use to change the world.
That's true. Because, unfortunately, a large population of this planet is uneducated, even in the basics. Reading, writing, arithmetic.
What the heck are you talking about, man?
Well, there's the people, and a lot of people in Africa who don't know anything other than hunting and going to get the water at the hole down the road.
And monkey banging.
Monkey banging?
Yeah. Sex with animals.
What the hell are you talking
Africa.
About?
Africa.
Yes.
Don't they do that? That's how AIDS, that's how we got AIDS, wasn't it?
Monkey
people
banging?
Mating with monkeys or something?
Wow.
That's a... a theory that I heard.
you took the Jabber quote to a new low.
A whole new low. And by Nancy Astor. You know who she was?
Nancy Astor. No.
Okay. You'll never know. The main dangers in this life are the people who want to change everything or nothing.
You're right.
Those are dangers.
Those are big dangers because we need people who want to change.
You can't change everything because... you've heard the saying, if it's not broke, don't fix it.
Of course.
And if you don't change anything, well, then how are we going to, how are things going to get better?
Exactly. She was a smart lady. She was the first woman to sit as a member of parliament in the British House of Commons.
Well, you didn't have to tell me that. I knew. I just didn't want you to know. So what would you do to change the world?
I try to change the world every day. I try to be a positive influence.
And you did talk about that, especially that you said, you know, when you were talking about the funeral and everything, but is there anything in particular that you would do to actually change the world if you had the money and the power and whatever?
What would I do to change the world?
Yeah. Do you think of anything off the top of your head, what you'd do to change the world?
I would make sure that every child had a place to go to school. Exactly what this chick was saying, pretty much.
Nice. I think my thing would be... to make everyone get along so that there was no fighting, no wars, no racism, no, everybody is equal.
But how can you do that?
Well,
there's got what
it's it, what how could you yeah how could you that'll never happen.
Yeah, you
obviously
can't, you can't implement the one policy,
but that's how I would want to change the world.
Okay,
so that everybody is a friend of each other's.
What's the saying? Why can't we all just get along?
Why can't we be friends?
War.
That who that is?
Yes.
Eric Burden?
No, I don't think it's the Eric Burden version of the band.
Oh, there was War without Eric Burden?
Oh, yeah.
Why can't we be friends?
That was a...
That came into the Jabbercast play somehow at some other point in time.
Lee Oscar, he was one of the originators of War. Yeah.
He's a... harmonica maker. Oh, speaking of that, what's the date today?
January 10th.
Okay. Tomorrow is the Bushman World Ukulele Video Contest winner announcement.
Okay.
So I don't know what that does for everybody. It just came to mind. And
well, tell the people to go there and vote for you.
Go to YouTube.
Don't you go to Bushman?
I think you have to sign up to their forum. So people may or may not do that or want to do it. But you can go to the bushman.com, I think it is, and you can sign up at their forum
for free.
Bushmanmusic.com. Yeah. Bushman ukulele look up or something. And you can sign up on there. And then you can vote for the contest. There's a harmonica contest and ukulele video contest. And it'll explain there how to vote. And you can vote for my video. And in the list of the videos, which are finished now, submissions, I'm closer to the bottom in the third quarter. There could be a third quarter, but
it wouldn't be that bottom.
I'm in
though.
The third, right? Bottom of the third, sure.
And Big JD's up at bat.
December 31st is my submission date, so it'll be on there. Jeffrey David's Blues Connection. It'll say December 31st, 2009, and it's the Monkees tune, "I'm a Believer." Or you can go to YouTube if you want to comment on YouTube or whatever. It would be cool, and you can check out the video there at least. And if you go to YouTube, just search the Uke King, UKE, the Uke King, And that's where you'll find the video of I'm a Believer by the Monkees. And if this were a video podcast, we'd air that for you right now, which we're always kicking around the idea of doing a video podcast. It would be kind of cool.
I mean, we could actually play the audio from the video.
See, if you were a freak like me, as far as video is concerned,
yes,
we'd have so much content. We could do the Big JD and Lippo video, our life on video thing. And then everybody could see my...
Yes, but we are not, I'm not a freak like you.
So anyway, that's not going to happen. That's, something might though. I don't know what. I mean, it won't be our video, I guess, but it'll be something maybe. So you can send your suggestions to hear me out at thejabbercast.com and you can email, that's the email address, but you can visit on the web at www.thejabbercast.com. You can go to iTunes store. You can search the Jabbercast there and subscribe for free and visit bigjd.com. Yes. And I think we're out of time.
I think we're out of time. Way out of time.
So do we know what's coming up next week, though? Can we get that in really quick?
If we can get it in. Can we get it? Why do we have to be quick?
Well, it doesn't have to be quick, I guess. I just we got another show coming up in the studio here. And
It's the Knick-Knacks.
Yeah, I guess are I'm they, never going
to
get there.
Are they just trinkets? They seem to imply worthless clutter. But not always. And does everyone like knickknacks? It's the Knick-Knack Show on the Jabbercast.
See you next week. You like to do a...
Thanks for listening.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.